Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Joining us now from, are you still in Dallas?
I am in Dallas.
Okay. Still in Dallas, normally I would say from the lovely confines of Yuma. But joining us again from Dallas, Texas, is writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, let's talk about this buyback where the guy printed 110 guns. Because that's funny.
It's kind of brilliant, really.
Yeah.
And I've got some more information because I've been doing some research. And most of what he got paid for were 3D printed auto sears, which are, of course, illegal.
Are they illegal if they exist outside of a gun?
I think you could. It's a kind of a slightly gray area, but I think most ATF agents would probably say they were illegal. He printed them up, 30 to a batch on a $200 printer. And they're very small. They're only about the size of, maybe a 1-inch nut each. And so he could print 30 of them on the bed at once. Took 6 hours to print 30. And he got paid, I think, $250 a piece for them.
And he got paid for them, too, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he did. Well, he got gift cards anyway. Not quite the same thing. But gift cards. So whether people will be trying to figure out some way to prosecute, supposedly, they don't have his name. Supposedly, was anonymous. Supposedly, he had immunity. But we know how that goes if they're really out to get you.
Although, this guy, Kim, who is, I guess, the printing guy, he did
right.
The statement I like where he says, you're causing people to show up at these events, and they don't actually reduce crime whatsoever. They did get to get out there, and I guess they get the press where they're saying, well, we netted 177 ghost guns.
What's that number? 177.
Yeah.
He, at most, turned in 110. So there were 67 others that were turned in. I've learned that there were two other individuals, at least, that got some remunerated somewhere between $4,000 and $5,000 each for what they turned in. So there were actually three individuals involved, not just one. And that is a positive thing.
I wonder where the gift cards were from.
That's a good question. It sounds like there's sort of a Visa card or something, MasterCard, something like that, so that you can use them just about anywhere. It's the same as you could ordinarily use a credit card. but it puts a maximum you can purchase. So the most you can buy is a, roughly about $500 item. You can't pay $500 on it and then say, oh, I got this other card. We'll put another $500 on that. So there might be ways to work around it. But if you're trying to buy things over the net, you probably are only able to do a maximum of $500 per item. But there's lots of stuff you can buy that's fungible. You know, he could buy a lot of ammunition, for example. So he's going to get his money's worth. He probably already has. My understanding is that he purchased, or rather he used about 12 hours of time to print the items and then had to drive about 12 hours, six there, six back. Well, plus he spent some hours there kind of negotiating where they actually arranged to hand over the valuta to him as they promised they would do. So he probably has over 24 hours of labor into this for $21,000 of gift cards.
I'm looking at one of the guns that I see on the table there. And if that has it's a long gun, but I can't tell that it has a barrel.
Which one are you thinking of? Top, middle, bottom?
The bottom.
Oh, that's a high point carbine.
Oh.
And the barrel is shroud is right next to the forearm. It's relatively low. I can't tell, but it's probably a 9mm. That's the most common. They're not bad little carbines, but they were paying, I think $200 for a, so-called assault rifle. I'm not sure it fits the definition, but I think they squeezed it in because it looks strange.
Well, it does look strange. The buttstock is bigger than the handguard.
You see, the way they made those, or the way they make them, they're pretty popular. I have one, or had one, of the model 995, which is the 9mm. And it was a reliable gun. They start with the high point pistol. Then they build a frame to hold the pistol action with a 16-plus-inch barrel, and then they put the buttstock on the back of what was the would have been a pistol frame. So it's kind of a hybrid design made from a pistol. It uses the pistol magazines, and they're relatively inexpensive. Well, I'm not sure you said it anymore. Right now I see them going for about $360, $75 or so.
Yeah.
Well, you can get an actual AR-15 style rifle because the parts have become so cheap. I've seen them advertised at right at $400.
Yeah, yeah. Although I'm looking, I'm very interested in this Allen and Wheelock side hammer revolver. Is that the old cowboy gun up there towards the middle of the table, towards the top?
Cowboy era.
Yeah.
It came out about 18, well, I guess it was cowboy, right in the middle and the beginning of the Civil War, about 1860, 65. It was only produced for about 6 or 7 years.
Right.
And they only produced about 1,000 of them because they violated the Smith & Wesson patent on bored through chambers.
Right.
And so Smith & Wesson sued them and stopped the production. So they're a rare early cartridge gun, and like I said, there were very few of them, and it looks precisely like a Allen and Wheelock and Allen pistol.
Yeah,
I mean, all the features that I can identify of those are visible on this item, and there it is, and they're going to destroy it because they're idiots.
There you go. Well, we knew that already, though. We're coming up on the first break. Coming up on the first break, this article is straight from Ammoland.com. It is the biggest website of its type in the United States today, which makes Dean, or in the world, actually, for that matter, which makes Dean the biggest writer. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and I've been dying to ask you a question. I have recently Tara sent me a Raging Hunter in 357 Magnum. I think it has a 5.25-inch barrel. Big aluminum barrel shroud on it. The gun doesn't move. It's ported with four ports on either side of the barrel. It doesn't move when you pull the trigger on the heaviest load you can put into it. It's a 7-shot. I mean, it's a lovely gun. But at the same time, I have my 10mm Poly 80 here. It was made for me by Ace Firearms. And with all of your stuff that you have done and all of your database that you have created on Veritax, if you're walking out in the woods and, you're hunting or you're doing something else, I just wanted to know which would you think would be the better one in most cases.
Well, it's such a tough decision. Both of them have advantages and disadvantages. When I went to Alaska hunting, which wasn't a very successful hunt, but I went there a few years ago, about a decade ago, I carried a Taurus 7-shot revolver with a 6.5-inch barrel that was ported, very much like a Raging Hunter, but lighter. It's their Taurus Titanium series of revolvers. And, I loved it. I think it was one of the best 357 revolvers I've ever had. The recoil, as you're talking about with your little heavier revolver, it's even less, was very manageable. I mean, the sights did not move that much when you fired it. And as a revolver, you have the next shot capability. If there's a bad cartridge, you just move on to the next one. Revolvers are notoriously reliable with all kinds of different loads. Now, the 10 millimeter has other advantages. One, because of the polymer frame, it's a lot lighter. It probably weighs about half of what the Taurus revolver does. And it holds probably 15 cartridges in the magazine, which is double what the revolver holds. Not a little more than double, but 15 versus 7. Now, the recoil is going to be more, and it's more ammunition sensitive, too. You can't, with the Taurus, you can put a 38 wad cutter in one chamber, put a heavy 357 with hard cast bullets in the next chamber, and both of them will go bang. And it doesn't require any specific impulse of the cartridge to function, other than to get the bullet out of the barrel. As I said, when I went up to Alaska a decade ago, I took that 7-shot revolver. I didn't feel bad about it. I put a lanyard on it when I was sleeping in the tent, attached the lanyard to my right hand and about 2 foot of lanyard to, or 3 foot of lanyard to the pistol. I had to make I removed the grips and, put a lanyard through the frame outside the grip so that I could have something to attach to on that particular gun. But that was my choice, and I think it was a very good one. On the other hand, I think the 10mm semi-automatic has proven itself as being very effective, and it's comforting to have those additional cartridges available. And we've seen cases where, and they're not common, but there are cases where having a lot of cartridges available made a difference. There was a case, in Montana, where two people with semi-automatic handguns fired 31 shots at a charging grizzly bear and managed to stop at 5 feet from where they were standing.
Wow.
So, go ahead.
I was just saying, that's a lot of shots, and then
that's a lot of
5 feet
shots.
Away, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, when you want those extra shots, it's nice to have them there. It's a toss-up as far as I'm concerned. Personal preference. Which one do you shoot better? How much weight are you willing to carry? How much ammunition do you want to carry? I like them both. I think they're both excellent choices. The 10 millimeter is probably a bit more popular now in Alaska than 357 Magnum, but they really are almost twins in ballistics.
Right.
The 10, you can shoot a little bit heavier bullets, but you can shoot 180 grain out of a 357, and you can probably go 220 out of the 10 millimeters. But if you look at the energies and velocities and all that, they're pretty close. There's really not much difference. I'd say ballistically, the 10 millimeter is closer to the 357 Magnum than it is to the 41 Magnum.
Right.
And that's plenty. I mean, from what I've seen, that will do the job. We have the most successes for people defending themselves with handguns with 44 Magnums. But that's just because I think a lot more people carry the 44 Magnum than anything else when they're in bear country. But we have plenty of successes with other calibers. It's just that the 44 Magnum is plenty enough to do the job, and it does it pretty well.
Right. I have this romantic notion that the wheel gun is going to be a little more accurate, right? Which I
tell you, those cars, I found them to be extremely accurate,
right?
And I think they probably are a little bit more accurate. I don't know if it makes a lot of difference, but I would expect with good ammunition, a good revolver to hold an inch at 25 yards, you know, from a rest or something, you know, where you're measuring the accuracy of the revolver and the ammunition and not the person shooting. And whereas the 10 millimeter semi-autos are probably going to be more in the 2 to 2.5 inch range. But, you know, is that a practical difference for bear defense? Hard to say.
Right.
It's another difference between the two, and you can make your choices. I have always been amazed at how accurate quality revolvers are. I mean, revolvers just seem to have something with that fixed barrel and that cone at the back of the barrel that sort of like seems to swage bullets to just the right size. It seems to make it very, very accurate. To give you an unrelated example, after President Reagan was shot,
right,
I obtained an RG-14 with a 3-inch barrel. It's one of the cheapest revolvers that was ever made. And it shows it. It's got a terrible trigger pull. On double action, I would get misfires about every one shot out of six. But it was accurate.
Hang on for me. I want to hear the rest of this when we get back. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is commending Micron Technology for its plan to build a new computer chip fabrication plant in New York. Speaking in Syracuse, Biden saying it's one of the most significant investments the country has ever seen. Top officials in Texas are announcing money for a new elementary school in Uvalde. Governor Greg Abbott was among those to reveal $15 million will go toward building a new school. The money comes after a shooting at Robb Elementary School back in May left 19 students and two teachers dead. The Houston Astros will turn to their ace to start Game 1 of the World Series. The team announcing Justin Verlander will be on the mound in Friday night's matchup against the Philadelphia Phillies. Verlander will become the second pitcher to start a World Series game in three different decades, joining former Astro Roger Clemens. This is USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. We're talking about the 357 Magnum versus the 10mm out in the field with bears. And when a bear is charging, does a bear charge at you in a straight line? Because I've seen video of these things on a charge, and it's almost like they're running in a zigzag pattern or looking for something to zigzag in and out of.
Different things. Sometimes it's a straight line. Sometimes they're avoiding obstacles. Sometimes they stop and move to the side and start up. I mean, it's not something where you can say, this is what happens every time. So I think it varies a lot. And so when people think that they have an image or a video in their head about how bear attacks happen, they're probably wrong. Because they happen in a lot of different ways. And it's not just clearly the same way every time. It can vary enormously. It can vary a lot with one bear during the same incident. So we don't know that it's in a straight line or a zigzag or whatever. I've seen both. And it depends a lot on the terrain and the bear. And one person said, you can't predict what a bear is going to do because the bear doesn't know what it's going to do.
Right. Now, a bear is very fast on a charge, aren't they? I mean, they move deceptively slow when I see them just walking about in the videos. I see them walking about. But when they're coming at you, they're covering ground quick, aren't they?
Bears, they can go 35 to 40 miles an hour straight at you.
Right.
And some attacks are like that, very fast. Just seconds to react. But others, they're not coming as full out like that. I've seen quite a few cases where they're going at somewhat slower speeds. I don't think it's unusual for them to come at you at, say, 20 miles an hour. But I've seen video of, there's a video of like a sow bear charging a black bear from like 300 yards away, which just seems crazy. But the bear expert that many people quote talks about a sow grizzly charging a ranger in a park. He was on a road and he could see these grizzlies, the sow and a cub, like 200 yards away. And that bear charged him from 200 yards.
Wow.
So, and others are very, very close, and some of them there's a little hesitation. So it's not uniform by any means. So you can, there's a famous case, I wrote it up on Amalan about a fellow who had a 38 special, and a sow grizzly walked up on him, but just kept getting closer and closer and closer. And he felt he had to shoot when it got within 11 feet. But because he had bought into the mythology that a bullet will bounce off a bear's skull if you aim straight at it, he aimed a little bit to the side and probably missed the brain, but he stunned the bear a bit, and it kind of like slumped, and then it took off. And then it, when it came back later, it was didn't get quite as close to him, and he didn't shoot at it at that time. So it was a useful save for the pistol, and if he'd aimed straight on the brain, probably would have killed the bear with the first shot.
Right.
So these are very complicated situations, and you, like with any self-defense situation, don't get too dedicated to a particular scenario that you think will happen in your head, because it's very likely some different kind of scenario will happen. And then you'll have predicated your responses on a scenario that's different than what is reality.
Right. I have seen some guys, and maybe these are hunters that have been out there for quite some time and hunted for a long time. Maybe they're professional guides or whatever. They seem to have take for granted. They'll be like, okay, here comes the bear with it's a fake charge. It's a false charge.
Yeah.
It's an intimidation charge. And they let the bear get awfully close to them.
They do. They often do.
Yeah. And then the bear may pull up and everything. And I guess they wouldn't release the video if the bear didn't pull up, because they wouldn't be around to put it up. But, you know, the bear does pull up and stop short of attacking them. But, I mean, is there a way to know that? Is there a way to look at that?
I don't think there's a reliable way to know. But I think what they're calling fake charges are probably more common. I think if you stand your ground and you appear like you're not afraid of the bear, as it gets closer and closer, is probably thinking, what's going on? This guy's not afraid of me. Now, maybe he's tougher than I think. And so if you're dedicated and willing to act aggressively, you know, act like you are the one in charge, it's more likely to have a fake charge.
Right.
And we've commonly seen cases where if people turn and run, if they're afraid of the bear, they're more likely to get pounced on and chomped. So it's a complicated feedback loop situation that I don't think anybody can accurately predict all the time. But the fact is that fatal bear attacks are very rare, and even attacks where people are injured and have to go to the hospital are not that common. They're about seven times as common as fatal attacks. But how you react to the bear probably has a lot to do with it. And frankly, we've got plenty of bears. If all of the people who are aggressively charged by bears killed the bears, it probably wouldn't make a dent in the bear population.
Right.
So it's not like it's a critical issue. Stefan Herrero is one of the most cited bear researchers. And he and I disagree on some things, but he wrote and said, If a bear's charging at you, if it gets within 50 to 100 feet, you're probably going to have to do something. You won't have much time after that. So even bear researchers who I would say are extremely pro-bear aren't willing to let that bear get real close to you before they do something.
Right.
So, you know, if a bear gets, I would probably take about 25 yards, you know, 75 feet as a reasonable sort of distance. If the bear is all out coming, I mean, you just don't have much time. You have to do something.
Well, I was going to ask, have we ever timed a bear to see how fast it takes him to cover 50 yards or 75 yards?
Yeah, some people have. There have been cases where people were, like, driving down a road, the bear's ahead of them. And I have read that they clock bears at about 40 miles an hour, which is pretty fast.
Yeah.
That's about 60 feet a second. So that's pretty fast. That's, yeah. You know, at 25 yards, they only got a little over a second to get the shots off.
So we got about a minute left, so let me ask you this question. So if I'm out in the woods and I don't know that much about bears except what you've told me, and I have my 10 millimeter and another one, a bear squares up on me and starts sort of coming my way, should I just default to caution and start shooting at the bear?
Well, how close is the bear is the biggest thing.
Yeah.
And does the bear know you are there? That's another thing. You know, sometimes the bear is not aware you're there.
Yeah.
If the bear knows you're there and still coming at you, that's a pretty good indication that you got a serious problem.
There you go.
And if the bear is moving faster than a walk, you know, if it's running at you and it's closer than 25 yards, I would be shooting.
Hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Anyway, talking to Dean Weingarten, still in Dallas, but he's still writing stuff. And he put an article out, his latest article, I think. Let's see. Yes, this one published yesterday. Or today. Excuse me, today. About a Supreme Court decision that has vacated a Massachusetts Second Amendment case. You want to give me the details on this, please, sir?
To be really interesting, because it is so blatantly about infringements on the right to bear arms. The case is Morin v. Liver, and Morin is a Massachusetts resident who, I think it was back before 2004, had gotten a carry permit in Massachusetts, which is a fairly involved process. It's not something you just write a check and fill out a form and send it in. And he got one, and he would carry commonly. He carried a loaded firearm with him daily, just as a matter of course. And he thought, back before 2004, that having this permit allowed him to carry other places. I mean, it's a reasonable thing. You get a Massachusetts driver's license. It's not limited to Massachusetts. Well, he made a visit to the District of Columbia, and he believed his permit would be honored there. So he's going to visit the American Museum of Natural History, and there is a sign that says, no guns allowed. And being a particularly law-abiding American citizen, he goes to a security guard and says, hey, I've got a gun. I don't want to break the law. Is there some place I can check it so that I, you know, don't take it inside? And the security guard, instead of telling him, well, that's a problem in D.C., called up the D.C. police, and they arrested him. And then they put him on trial, and then they convicted him. I think it was a plea bargain where he had to serve, like, probation for a couple months, but he spent a few days in jail, I believe, before he got bonded out. And then he had his Massachusetts permit taken from him. So not only did he have the damage of having to jump through all these government hoops in the first place to get a permit to carry so that he could exercise his Second Amendment right to bear arms. But then he goes to D.C., and they arrest him and convict him of a crime and fine him and put him on probation. And then back in Massachusetts, even though he wasn't convicted of a felony, they say, well, you were convicted of a gun crime, so we're not going to allow you to have guns anymore. So he takes the case. Actually, he waited for a while, believing that, you know, if he waited a certain while, it would be all right. He goes back to the Massachusetts courts, and he asks for another a gun permit to have a gun in his home, not a carry permit, just carry, just to have it in his home. And they said, no, you had this incident in D.C., and you are convicted of a gun crime, so we're not going to allow you to have a permit, even to have a gun in your home, not just deprive you of a carry permit. So he went to the courts and said, they are depriving me of my Second Amendment rights. And it went to the federal district court, and they found that he did not have any right to carry because he'd been convicted of a crime involving a gun. And so then he appealed to the First Circuit of Appeals, the federal appeals court that Massachusetts falls under, and the three-judge panel there said, no, you don't have any right to have carry a gun outside the home. But during this process, the Supreme Court put forward the Bruin decision that says, yes, the Second Amendment means what it says. You have a right to carry guns outside the home. And then this case was percolating up through the system, and shortly after they decided Bruin, they sent four cases back to the various to various circuits to be reheard because they said, you heard them wrong. Bruin shows you how you're supposed to do it. And then this, about a month later, is the fifth case that they've granted cert, which means they decided to hear the case, and they said, look, it's all wrong. We cited this in Bruin. Send this case back, in this case, to the Second Circuit and rehear it. No, excuse me, First Circuit, and rehear it because you decided it wrongly. Take Bruin into effect. This guy has a right to carry outside the home, and you're telling us he doesn't. You did it wrong. So this is another fruit of the Bruin decision, and we're going to see more of them. I'll make that prediction quite confidently.
Let me ask you a question. With this, when they send these cases back and everything, what compels these lower courts to do as they're directed by the Supreme Court? Is this just some sort of decorum that has always been in place? And is this is the reason they don't haven't done it up to this point because they've never had this sort of stern dressing down that they seem to be getting now when they play these little games? With this stuff, it seems like they're slapped around now.
Here's my opinion. This has happened before with other cases. It happened with some First Amendment cases. It happened with some capital punishment cases. It happened with Brown versus Board of Education in the South. And what happens is that the penalties that the Supreme Court sort of places on the lower courts get progressively harsher. I mean, instead of saying rehear the case, then we'll say that law is unconstitutional, make a new law. Or in they can hold lower courts and judges in contempt. And if you get reversed by the Supreme Court, you're less likely to be appointed to a higher level on the bench. And if you get held in the contempt as a judge who's failing to follow what the Supreme Court says, your career as a judge is probably over. So there are methods that they can use and have used in the past. What happened here with the Second Amendment is that they were so intent on thwarting the opinion of the court and were so hoping that Hillary Clinton would be capture the presidency in 2016 and then appoint leftists to the court, and then they could undo all the precedents set by Heller and by McDonald. And that didn't happen. But I think that's what many of the lower courts and in the courts of appeals on both coasts were hoping would happen, and it didn't. And now I think they will pay better attention. So, did you get that?
I did. I was just trying to. Well, you know what? We're coming. We're about to run out of time. As I'm looking at this now, it seems like all of these cases are getting back to the Supreme Court faster than I've ever seen them. It used to be they could play this little game where they would throw something against the wall and let it stick for a minute, and it would be years before they would have their day. But since Bruin has happened, they keep having people being, they're like the dean, and people keep sending them to the dean's office, all these gun grabbers and everything. I mean, I would expect to see something happen here very shortly concerning New York with the Gun Owners of America temporary restraining order that's out there. But
I agree. I think that is happening. And part of it can be said to three letters. RBG. There's no more Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the court.
Okay. Well, we're about to run out of time. We're going to run out of time. So thank you for joining me. I hope you've enjoyed your vacation with your daughter and all this other fun stuff.
And I enjoy being on the program as well. And hopefully in a couple of days, I'll be on again.
Roger that. And as far as me, as far as I'm concerned, be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.